Good afternoon, Cell Group. Welcome back to our consideration of last Sunday's Gospel, this time from Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 20. Very interesting wee section, this, marking the transition of Jesus from being visibly present with his disciples to be present in another way, in a powerful way. So it begins with Jesus showed himself to the 11 and said to them, "Go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news to all creation." And this is the same as Matthew in chapter 28, verse 19. Proclaim means to announce effectively, not just to shout loudly, but to just announce it, and announce it in a clear and effective way. In the next verse, there's echoes of this verse to John's Gospel. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because that they have not believed in the name of God's only Son. This is a statement of people who believe will be baptized and will be saved. And people who don't believe, it's their own condemnation that they're experiencing. They're missing out on the life and the joy and the peace. So verse 17, these are the signs that will be associated with believers. There's a couple of verses here, 17 and 18, we'll take them together. Some foolish people have taken this literally and pick up deadly snakes and drink strychnine and all sorts of things. But it goes against our nature that we would take risks or put God to the test. And God doesn't want us to do these things. But it's an image of all the evil and all the harmful things in the world. We can face these things. And if we have belief and trust in God, we can overcome all sorts and shapes and forms of evil. The force of evil is something that we go out against, and Jesus' power is to overcome the force of evil, especially in Mark's Gospel. So there's a reassurance that the missionary work will be under the protection of the risen Lord, who'll be with them always. And that wee section finishes off with, they will lay their hands on the sick who will recover. So the Lord's healing power is part of this victory over evil. And he's with the church, he's with the believers when they act in his name. So verse 19 then, so the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven. There at the right hand of God, he took his place. That image of the right hand is a regular expression for shared authority. In the Old Testament, it's an image of sharing the authority of God, the Father of God. So Jesus is assuming his full role beside his Father in heaven. And then the final verse, while they going out preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. Now that's the sign that although he's gone away physically, he's still with them spiritually, he's still with them powerfully. And he's with us as we follow him, as we do his work, as we carry out his mission. So just some points for consideration now. Just remember how Jesus rebuked the apostles for their lack of faith. We didn't have it in this extract, but you remember how he did that so often. But despite this, he commissioned them to bring the good news to the whole world. So therefore, witnesses to the good news do not have to be perfect. And I think there's encouragement for us in this. To whom have you brought good news? Who has been a messenger of good news to you? And a second question. The ascension marked the end of the visible presence of Jesus with the disciples, but he was with them in other ways. The Lord worked with them. Sometimes we can experience that death is not the end of the presence of someone significant to us. We can experience the unseen presence and influence of a parent, a friend, or an inspiring leader after they have died. Has this ever happened for you? Have you experienced the hidden presence of the Lord working with you? And I'll finish with a prayer. God of power and might, in the mystery of the ascension, you have raised up and glorified your Son and exalted our humanity at his right hand. Confirm the good news your church proclaims, so that when Christ returns in glory, all nations will be gathered into the kingdom where he lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. God bless your work and your time together.